Thanks so much, Simon. It's such a joy to speak to you. Thank you so much for the time.
Mars, it's lovely to be here.
It is wonderful to chat with you. The film is just wonderful. It's genuinely thrilling in moments and so heartwarming in others. What was it that made you want to bring Arthur the King to the screen?
Well, it was such a crazy story. A team of really, I guess, very obsessive people who are intent on winning, sort of elite athletes doing this mad adventure racing thing. And then, their race gets sort of saved or hijacked or diverted or whatever by the meeting with this dog. And then, without getting too clever about it, the meeting of the dog makes them change the way they think about themselves and each other, and it brings them together. It kind of teaches them some life lessons, and I think there is some heartwarming stuff there because it's life is tough out there, and sometimes we make it tough for ourselves. And every now and then, when we run into something that makes our lives better, you want to cherish that.
Absolutely, because I mean, it's almost like two movies converging in some ways, and I mean this in the best of ways, because this isn't a quote unquote dog movie, and I don't mean that in the sense it's not all about Arthur. It's certainly about these characters, but he brings such life to the film. What was special about Arthur in or what is special about Arthur in your mind?
Well, I mean, it's a dog, but I think the real dog, it's based on a real story, of course, but the real dog and the dog in our movie, I think he has this, first of all, he needs somebody and something, and secondly, he has a most incredible determination. These guys they spend a lot of their time racing on kayaks and bikes. The dog's on foot only, and the dog keeps up with them over hundreds of miles. And I think that they just think, wow, there's something weird about this dog. And, he, to be honest with you, he becomes almost like a good luck token for them.
I mean, they must have had really great meatballs, is really what I not like that this whatever it was, but no, absolutely he is, and I was wondering about Mikey though. I mean, I was wondering about his role in helping this film come to life, and what sets him apart. What strikes you about him as a person?
You mean the real Michael Lindlaw?
Yes, the real one, yeah.
He is a sweetheart, and underneath that, there is a sort of utter determination to him. I mean, he was really lovely to work with. He was generous. He hadn't been in the sort of anywhere in the movie world before, and in some ways, you're going. He might be going, "Hey, wait a minute, guys, this is my story. You're telling it wrong." And he was very generous, and hopefully, we were supportive of him as well and generous to him. But he knew when to dive in, knew when to sit back and just hope that things worked out. And I'm pretty sure he's really happy with the final product.
I'm sure he would be, because I mean, this is, like I said, this is a very intense film in moments as well. That scene, without giving anything away, the scene over the ravine is
Yeah.
genuinely harrowing. That is a terrifying scene for even for your stunt people. That must have been very
Dude.
difficult to
Yeah.
shoot.
I mean, this is, again, without giving stuff away, this is where our heroes try to take a shortcut in the race by going across a very rusty old zip line, and great peril ensues. And I won't say what, but what we did with that was we had to, obviously, we had to be very safe with our actors and be careful with that. But we put our actors on a zip line 500 feet in the air, literally, and left them there while we filmed them. And will be eternally grateful to my actors, especially Mark Wahlberg, who actually had to spend the most time up there, because all the actors just dived in and they did it. And although it was very important that it wasn't dangerous, we really needed it to look dangerous.
And it looks it. This
Great.
is one of those scenes that I thought, man, looks great on a big screen.
Yes, really.
I wanted to ask you about the idea of suffering, and I mean suffering in the sense of challenging ourselves, I suppose, because certainly there are different types. This is a very different type of use of the word in this film, but what do you think we can learn about ourselves from suffering? Like Mikey is always talking about how he is. He can suffer more than anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether that's a good thing or not, but what it does do with those people who have this determination, it's like, it's the pain barrier. Sometimes if you can burst through the pain barrier, you get to a really good place. I'm not saying that's the only way to do it, and I'm not saying it always works out. But the Michael Lindelof again in this movie, he pushed himself incredibly hard, and although he didn't get what he thought he was after, he got what he really wanted.
And that's actually a great leading to the question I wanted to ask too, is what you think makes a good leader? Because we see at the beginning of the film, the Instagram picture that goes viral, shall we say, and there's real tension within the team. But certainly we see, Michael's journey throughout the film. But what in your mind makes a good leader?
Well, that's a great question, and of course, there are different ways of leading. You can threaten people, you can frighten them. I don't think that's the best way to do it, but I guess it sometimes works. For me, a good leader is someone who is very determined and very sort of focused, but also wants to bring everybody with him. I mean, rather than I'll tell you a good example. Mark Wahlberg, who's like a big movie star, he's a producer on the movie. He could easily get away with shouting at people and telling them what to do, but his approach is that he empowers people. So for me, that's great leadership, because instead of feeling like I was threatened and nervous, I felt trusted and I felt, confident. And so that's what I tried to bring to my crew as well.
I agree with you. I think that's such a powerful way to build a team. I mean, this is very much a team movie without being a team sport. Well, it is a team sport. I can't say that. But with that being said, the other thing about this film is about leaving a legacy. About they want to set their legacy. Michael certainly does. I was wondering, in your perspective, what is the sort of legacy that you would like to leave?
Well, if you caught me 10 or 15 years ago, I would have said, oh, I wanted to have made all these amazing films. I want to make tons of money. I want to be really cool and successful. Now I'm older. I'm not saying I'm wiser, but I'm certainly older. My legacy is my children mostly. I mean, those are the I won't call them things. Those are the people I'm proudest of and that I'm most protective of, and my wife and family. I think, it's great to be successful and rich and so on, but you can't be richer than having a strong family around you.
And I think again, it's interesting because we see growth in these characters, but certainly there's growth in what you're saying there, because we start off with this idea of what a legacy should be in a lot of ways. But that can change over time, and I think we have a deeper, I hope I have a deeper sense of it than I did 15 years ago
Right.
myself.
Same here. Exactly. Yeah. Because you it's a cliche, but you've only got the one life, so get what you can out of it, but I think you'll learn as you have that, as you get older, you want to be closer to that family rather than a famous in the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. With that having been said, honestly, Simon, the film's wonderful, but what do you hope people take away from Arthur the King?
Well, I think one of the things I want to have them take away is, wow, it's great to go to the movies, Being, I've watched this film quite a few times with big audiences, 400 or 500 people, and it's always different to watching it in your sitting room in front of, even if you've got a big TV with a great sound system. Sitting in a room with 300 or 400 people, you feel things at the same time as them. You feel their intake of breath, and so on. And the sort of bigger answer to that is, I want people to take away that, there's more than one way to win. There's more than one way to live your life. And in the end, you need the people around you.
And that message comes through in this film as well. So, Simon, thank you so much for the time to chat with you. The film is so
Great.
great, and I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you. See you soon.